Yo, GMGM, everyone, how una day? I want to welcome you to another episode of the Pigeon Parlor Crypto Podcast, where una they bring you better to read about cryptocurrency and everything with the sub for the crypto space. My name na Crossvik, and I be your Ogbonge host for today's show. As una don't know, see, many things they sub for the crypto space, and it better make we just give you updates back to back, so unasef no go lost. For this week, we won't give you gist about waiting the sub for the Sui network. No be Sui network, you know, say Sui day, Sui day. Sui network, they do better thing for this season as they don't launch their Sui V2. Sui V2, na the thing we then talk say in combine the best between the best of Ethereum and Solana. Na the first paralyzed EVM blockchain we go enter into the Web3 ecosystem. Before I further tell you the benefit of this new thing we then launch, may we gather discuss waiting be say V1. Why didn't the reason made them launch V2? So, Sui na blockchain way they founded by Jeff Fung and Jay Jog. Jeff Fung na ex-gold banker and Jay Fung na ex-Robin Hood software engineer. Jay Fung talk say the major reason why he start Sui network na because he see waiting sop for inside Robin Hood when in the work for Robin Hood. Say, in talk say, bad communication day inside Robin Hood and lack of transparency too. People know they open to themselves. It day inside the company. Say, that thing, na in stick for in head and that thing motivate them. Say, in go start Sui network for 2021. And so, in con start Sui network for 2021, and the idea we in get on top in head, the idea makes sense weller. In con attract many investors for the crypto space because people like Multicon Capital, Circle Venture, Jump Crypto, and Coinbase Venture then put money inside when in they start in such a way that in raise more than $120 million. Now the funding we then get to start Sui network be that. And this network in they do well for the crypto space, not just because no be because then get plenty money, but the technology itself, it makes sense for people where they use them. In fact, the thing where this guy they try solve, in mirror them to the challenge where blockchain, you don't hear blockchain trilemma before. See, every blockchain for anything to be called a blockchain, in gas gets these three things. In suppose they decentralized, in suppose get security, and in suppose they scalable. Now, this Jay Jog guy, in talk say in one soft trading trilemma. Say in don't notice say traders too, then get major three problems. So the thing we in seen for Robin Hood, then the trading trilemma. Now the basics of this network way in creates be that. So in talk say in one solve trading trilemma. So one of the things we Sui network they address be say then they won't create the fastest layer one for trading. They won't create network we go fast pass other network we don't dey when it comes to trading matter, and then they aim for 380 milliseconds for transaction finality. That means, say, instead of transaction to take 1 second or 2 seconds or 10 seconds or 1 minute, 380 milliseconds for transaction finality. It means, say, then go to record 12,500 transaction per second or more. Hey, that's in fast. So, over the years, they don't achieve that purpose. Or more that thing fast too. So everything we say they try do, they around high speed, low transaction costs. The thing will get speed, it will get low transaction costs. Then the centralization no go dead there. She na dey feel me. So, but what be the purpose of this V2? As we don't talk about the basic thing where they want to achieve for the layer one where they create, problems still day. Because it be like say con day for only say network. I go break within and they talk down. It means say no developer where they come from Ethereum, maybe in write code for one Ethereum decentralized application. You know, comfy use them on top, say, blockchain, or else it no go work. And that's in the limits, the thing where they sup on top the blockchain. So now in the reason, say, make we release, say, V2. And as say V2 don't land, the first thing we then solve be say V2, it dey EVM compatible. And this solution, in the revolutionary, as Oyibo people go talk am, in change many things for the say network. It means say developers we don't write code where they EVM smart contract compatible for any blockchain, fee carry them and put them on top say blockchain without any yawa, no yawa go gas. The thing will still run smoothly, like as though now on top Ethereum then they run them. Now, the first benefit why say network, they come out with that. So, as you don't see, this thing, it gets high performance. Now, why then talk say, in be the best of Solana and Ethereum be that. So, in you feel write code and deploy it on this say V2 EVM and it go day very, very compatible. The second thing where you guys realize be say, for on top say V2, in get something where they call Twin Tubal. Twin Tubal, now like the system where they talk around their consensus mechanism. Consensus mechanism, you don't know what consensus mechanism be, like proof of stake, proof of work, proof of many, many, many things. We know, say, Ethereum, they use proof of stake, and why Bitcoin, they use proof of work. So, but say network, although in they use proof of stake too, in con day very, very, very fast. Because the system where then they take approve the transactions on top of the network, you know they wait for another person to verify before in rush. In day very, very parallel. Then they call them Twin Tubo. If you don't watch carries before, or anybody where they do carries, you go realize say something where they call Tubo now something way really, really fast. So this parallelization or this V2 with a launch, it can embrace a lot of speed too. So apart from say it gets EVM compatibility, the speed also no reduce. One other thing where you supposed to know about this V2 be say, before they launch V2, if developers won't run anything upon say network, they guys write their code in such a way that it no go contaminate all other areas of the smart contract. Then talk them this way, say, then go specify which part of the blockchain storage, they want the smart contract to access. And because of how this thing be, it go day slow, it go day complex, it go day difficult for them to fully, fully penetrate and access the information we then get. Now, why this EVM parallelization be that? The way they can't design them for this V2 be say, even if you write code, we go enter other part of the blockchain. The part of the blockchain with your code no suppose enter. The program them in such a way say, in go block them by himself, in go filter them out. So developers feel right waiting they suppose right or waiting they won't write, and no fear say this thing go contaminate anything where they do on top of the blockchain. The third thing way, or the fourth thing way you guys realize about say V2, be say, in get in own database. It simply means say the same way una they keep data for una office. Say you get one cupboard. Some people they use iron cupboard, store all the data of everything where they solve for the office, save it to safe, in get data inside himself, where in they take keep the data of everything where they solve for inside say blockchain. He also get data so that then if he store the data if efficiently and then if they won't use them, they feel access them quickly. Because data now can't be available. If anybody will be on-chain analyst, won't query the same network, in go fee access the data quick without any delay in the outcome of the data. Una dey feel me? So say network na better innovation. Say V2 na better innovation on top the say network where the team targets wella. Say if we embrace this strategy, it will give us more visibility and more adaptation in the blockchain space because of the character of waiting this V2 network gets. This V2 gets it is very accessible now for people to enter on top say V2 and pull out anything we they need. We will conclude this episode by listing out some important decentralized application we then done the build on top say network. Number one, Yei Finance, YEI Finance. And the goal of Yei Finance, as you don't know, na borrowing lending platform where if you borrow money and you stay calm, na waiting Yei Finance they do be that. Number two, na Dragon Swap. Then we get in there for swapping anything we want swap on top V2. If you use Dragon Swap, then we get Jelly Swap and Palette Exchange and Silo Stake or Silo Stake as soon as it's column. So say network as we don't reason now better innovation way we go make life sweet and make blockchain global adaptation welcome for plenty people who want enter blockchain, but the matter be say okay they want enter say network, but the matter be say ain't no day EVM compatible. But now as V2 don't launch, many people go fi enter say network and do waiting they won't do before without the concern say okay say network now only for say network. One congratulate Jay Jog and him brother Jeff for this new innovation we then bring into the crypto space. One last thing before we go, it better make we reason and tell you say nothing where we talk for this particular episode now financial advice. Before, because I don't mention say network don't launch V2, no mean say make go shook your money inside say network. Say I talk about them, no be say I approve them financially. And all the dApps where I mention now to just tell you what's in the sub on top V2. If you go use the app and find out what's in the sub on top them. But before you shook your mouth there or shook your money inside, make sure say you do your own research. So now the updates we won't give you this week about what's in the sub for the crypto space. Say network don't launch their V2. Hooray! Till I come again to your faces and your houses and your ears next week. My name na Crossvik. Before then, stay safe.